3, 2, 1. There we go.
Good morning, Rise and Grind.
It's time to get it
for Wake and Bake with the Groskies. What's going on, everybody? Cheers, chat. I see you. I've been kicking it in the pre-show.
Cheers, everybody.
Welcome you. I hope that you guys are starting your day off on the right foot. Maybe a little caffeine, but definitely some cannabis. So hopefully you can hang out for a little bit, smoke with us, get high. And if you have any kind of grow questions or anything like that, make sure you drop them in the chat. And speaking of chat, one more thing. Before we even talk about chat, make sure you give the show a like. That'll get more people in the chat and we can have more of a discussion. And then once you do that, make sure you pop over to live chat so that everything makes sense.
When I set up the pre-show, I always make sure to like the show. And then I make sure to
change the chat.
Change the chat to the live chat.
Hi. Morning. Good I got morning. A missing cat.
I heard.
Yeah, I've been looking for her everywhere.
Oh, I hope she's just playing hide and seek.
I hope so. We'll see what happens.
It's not Babe, is it?
It's Babe.
Oh.
God damn it, Babe.
I know it.
She snuck off.
Wait a minute. Can we just do this one time? Baby, come back.
There you go.
I will feed you canned cat food. And I will let you bite me when I sleep.
Dun, yeah, she didn't even come out for the Num Num song, so we know that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Num Num song always brings her out. So.
Well.
I don't know. We'll see.
Stretching her like she, when the time comes, she'll be like, oh shit, I gotta find some food. I better get my big ass back home.
All right.
Maybe she's found a little mouse to play with or something.
Let's hope. I don't know. She's probably just looking for food, more food.
You know, she could come back. She could come back and be pregnant, and you could have a whole bunch of other fucking kittens around the house.
No, she couldn't. She was spayed a long time ago, Skilbo.
Snipped, clipped, and dipped.
Yep. She had a hysterectomy.
A hiss? H-I-S-S?
Yep.
Get the joke? Come on. Yep. Shit.
Nice.
What's
everybody been up to?
Man, I have been fucking outside, and I'll start off by talking about the last time we did a show. I had mentioned before how I had popped those seeds from 2020, and I didn't do it under the right conditions. I did it on a really cold basement floor. They struggled. I said, okay, no big deal. So I grabbed the rest of them. I mean, they had all popped, but I couldn't get them to like take off. So I did a repopping. Everything's up. I started it on my side porch, which is covered. So, you know, over the few days, I just took the seeds. I put them directly into the root rack cubes. I put those in a brand new clone dome tray. Put some water on the bottom and let them do their thing. As soon as I started to see them stand up, I opened the vents all the way up to see if they would stay up. They stayed up. And then yesterday, they started really getting to the point where now they're starting to shed some of the shell, the husk of the seed off. And I just took the clone dome off in the early mornings while the sun's not beating right fucking down on it and rock and roll. So that and my cover crop is booming out back. So shout out to 2020 Mendocino and shout out to Build-A-Soil for their cover crop and the gnarly barley.
Well, I'm glad you got some plants actually out.
Yeah.
Ready to last go. Time I was bemoaning the fact that I hated popping seeds. And that's what I really mean to say is I need to set myself up to succeed rather than make it much more difficult on myself. So do it the right way, even if it's the second time. It's still there.
Did your dog eat all of your cover crop, or are you good to go?
Yesterday morning when the contractors were over, I had Kaiser outside. He's my giant schnauzer. And I'm sitting there getting high, and I look over at my 7-gallon pots, and my dog is, like, doing the secret chew where he, like, puts his face down and does like this, but he's got one big blade of it across his face. I'm like, dude, get over here, man. So it's definitely edible, and he's digging that shit.
Nice.
Yeah. I love the backdrop you guys have going on there, Painted Lady in Sequence.
Thanks. Yeah, the backyard. We decided today would be a good day to just sit outside and enjoy you guys for the wake and bake. So we got all the kittens out here and Diamond, a missing kitten now.
I'll turn the camera on after a bit and walk around and show you some of the plants out here.
She has a beautiful backyard.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's our backyard now, Tara.
Okay.
But it's all her hard work, for sure.
You guys have a beautiful backyard.
She deserves the credit.
I was out back at Troy's last weekend. I was like, you think we can chisel up some of this concrete so we can plant some grass?
You can if you rent a jackhammer.
Right.
We've got a big old cement pad out there, and I was like, you think we can get rid of this?
Tell him to rent a jackhammer.
Tell him to rent somebody to run that jackhammer while he's at it, too.
True that.
Yeah, that's what I need, Tara.
I'm trying to look out for you, brother. I'm not trying to let you get beat up out there.
I'm not doing the jackhammer. I draw the line at the jackhammer.
Check out the new piece.
I know, it's badass.
I think you guys have heard us talking about how we had some casualties on the show lately. So we picked up this new piece.
I love it.
Got this little ash catcher.
What do you think?
She had never used an ash catcher before.
Oh, really? Okay, they're cool.
Did baby come back? I sang to her. She had to.
She's trying to find her now. She's heard her meow.
Yeah. She wasn't going far.
Shout out to Blue Kiss for my roach clip. Love this thing.
Hold on. It's focused on us.
Oh, it's fine.
Go ahead.
There it is.
Oh,
nice. I love it. It's a marble, and then, I don't know, it's got this metal that's twisted around it. It's cool as fuck. I love her. Thank you, Blue Kiss.
Before we get too far off of this new glass.
Good morning, Becca.
Painted Lady had never seen the ash catcher tech before.
Oh, really?
We went in there, and I was asking for an ash catcher, and they only had four, by the way. So right. Apparently the distribution system for getting...
They're not as popular.
Chinese glass over here to the U.S. has slowed down or something, but this is, of course, all Chinese glass, this stuff. And
does it have a recycler there in the middle?
This is a matrix percolator, it's called.
Okay.
Shower head, basically.
Well, shower head's a little bit different. They all have their own names.
Cool.
This is the high side down stem right here.
Yes, sir. And why is that good? Show that off for a minute, because a lot of people don't know. We haven't talked about it in a while.
Painted Lady and I actually compared them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, we have a cat under the deck, not under the porch.
She's under the deck.
Oh, my goodness.
I can hear you, Painted Lady.
Sitting, she's under the deck.
Is Painted Lady under the deck?
Not yet. There's not no yet. Way for a cat or a person to get under there.
Okay.
It's like a patio deck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I was comparing the slit style down stem, like the regular basic bitch, take a bandsaw and cut.
Which makes large bubbles.
Makes large bubbles, and it's like a chug to this one. This doesn't have very much water in it right now. Maybe I'll tilt it.
Yeah, so it's a much finer bubble for it.
Much finer bubbles. Well, at least we know where the cat is, so we can get her out when the show's over.
Exactly. She knows it's time. Just tell her it's time for the late session. She'll come and be out.
At least we know where she is. She won't. She'll be just fine.
Right.
Good Lord.
Good job finding her and hearing her.
Yeah, I heard her finally. I heard her little meow. Knew she was around. But yeah, so it's a big draw though. Let me tell you this thing.
It's a lot. Ash catcher, of course, restricts the draw a little bit, so it's a little hard to pull on it. But thankfully, we can both suck the golf ball through garden hose, so no problems there.
There we go.
It's like the chrome off a trailer hitch.
That's right.
Wow.
Astro, good morning.
Is that a cardinal I hear in the background that's doing his thing?
Lots of birds. Probably. We've been getting crows here lately, and they've been scaring all the birds and squirrels and everything away.
It's so weird with like birds and shit is you can just go to different areas and they have completely different fucking birds.
I know. I love that. I love traveling and hearing all the different birds. And for like when you go to a tropical place and you hear all those frogs late at night and stuff. And like, where did I land one time late at night? It was like St. Lucia or something like that. And we got off the plane and we're like, what the fuck is that noise? There's all this chirping and stuff. And they're like, oh, it's the frogs. That's sweet.
I want to give a shout out to Keeper of the Strain. Says driving 4 hours to house shop, moving from prohibition land to land of the free. Kind of scary, but excited. Yeah, man. You got to keep on keeping on and keep making the right choices. And Rowdy 420 Good Morning says, Sequence, what does the downstem look like that makes the smaller bubbles? See, there's those little perforations rather than the saw band, bandsaw kind of slits in them that you usually see.
That's what she looks like. This is by High Si Glass.
H-I-S-I.
That's Skilbo's recommendation. Yep. I bought it and I was pleased with it. I usually break my glass cleaning it. So what I did was I had hot water, ISO and stuff in here, and I was like shaking it around and I banged it into the sink and busted it. So I bought a new one.
It happens.
And every bong you get comes with that gill style one. So now we have the selection. They're the same size, the same length and everything. So we were able to swap this one right into this. That's baby under the porch.
She's just under there going, meow, meow. And she doesn't have any idea how to get out from underneath there now.
She Michael can hear you, but she can't get it.
Sorry, yeah. We'll have to figure out a way to fish her out. Michael's talking about moving to a free state. We just had Indica move here from across the pond. Not across the pond, but across the country.
He's not from the UK, bro.
Moved to the Michigan. Well, I don't want to say where he moved from. So
Think
of a way to. But yeah.
East Coast to Midwest.
East Coast to Michigan, and we're happy to have him. And the more people we can get to move the mitten, the better. Even though our drug laws are getting all
wickety whack, yeah.
But it goes without saying, we've talked about this a lot on the show. We don't want to, I don't want to do a lot of politics stuff in the wake of anything. But once there's a law for cannabis in your area, like a regulation and stuff, that means they can change the regulation and the law, you know? So that's what's happened. We got legality, and then they go, well, we don't like this version of legality. And then they change it to a different version and a different version and take your rights away and all that bullshit. So
what you should do instead is you should definitely enjoy the right to do so now. And if you are not given that granted right, then make it your own anyway. Say, you know what?
Move somewhere where you can do it.
I want to get up. I want to start off on the right foot. Like, I'm not hurting anybody. Let's just go with it. So speaking of just going with it.
We're spoiled here in Michigan. You know, we can grow outside. We can do a lot of other stuff.
That's why I moved there.
So we talked about growing outside. So I'll pull up the show and show off a couple of the plants.
Always nice.
Into studio.
I want to give a shout out to Clay Pipes while he's doing that. I'm smoking the Tiki Cut of Tropical Smoothie, and it is very tasty. Super dense bud, too.
Sounds good. I don't care for tiki too much, but...
Now, that's what we're talking about right there. Look at this.
Nice.
Can we get some narration on what we're seeing?
I don't know what we're seeing.
That is Galactic Grape by Love It In Her Eyes.
There nice. We go. She's got some beautiful bud, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. That's Triple X from Ethos.
Nice.
Yeah, the Galactic Grape. Go back to the Galactic Grape. Just look at the structure on that. I mean,
nice. Happy plant.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I love how you've got it right in the ground. Just love it. Right there. It's your shrub. Yeah. I love it.
You made me dig those holes
there. I love that.
Yep. And that is cool. That one is Endgame from Ethos.
Ooh.
And another Triple X from Ethos. And the guard.
You're Gabe Meowen.
Yeah. Then we've got Shepherd's Pie from East Coast Cultivars. That's a tester.
Ooh, nice. Sounds interesting.
Yep. And then there's.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
That is Afterglow.
Wow. Oh, Irie.
Pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my. It's my girl. It's my home girl.
Oh, hi, Diamond.
Diamond. You have such a cool backyard, painted lady.
Thanks.
And I like it.
Down to the lower level. That is
the mezzanine.
I don't know. You'll have to look at the tag. I can't remember what the ones in the pots are. I tagged them. I think that's Sweet Cream, if I remember right, from East Coast Cultivars. And that's, I believe there's two Sweet Cream, a Thug Rosé. The one in the ground is Thug Rosé, right there, from Ethos. And that is Mystery Plant, because Tank took off with the tag. So I don't know what that is.
Stay tuned to find out, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, so I don't know how I get it back to the whatever. There we go. Yeah, so yeah, we're enjoying having them outside, and we're battling a little bit of PM from bringing them from the environment indoors, outdoors, you know, a little bit. So just going to spray them with some, I sprayed them with some Pure Crop One yesterday, and hopefully we can contain it so that, you know, things look good.
Yeah, yeah, outdoor fight for sure. Just part of the deal. These are mostly, I mean, it's just us smoking on all these plants. This is mostly ornamental. So whatever ends up making, it's like a bonus. This is just us sitting on the porch staring at beautiful trees all the time, more or less.
Do it. They're beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's great. You know how you always, when I first started growing, I was like, I wish I could just be in here all the time. That's kind of what it's like. You can sit on the porch and just look at the plants all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We put some lights up. I don't know if you can move the camera to show. We put some lights up on this, on that branch of the tree right there above us.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So at night we can hang out here and still hang out with the plants, and everything's cool. And yeah, it's nice.
The lights aren't enough to keep them in veg. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, they're pretty light. They're pretty dim, I should say. So. Yeah, man, we're excited to see what this outdoor harvest looks like, because I will, after my flower room harvest here, like this week or next week, I don't have anything downstairs, so it's all outdoors. So it'll be kind of nice. My fucking electric company is probably going to call and wonder what the hell happened.
See if you're laying dead on the kitchen floor. Yeah.
Did you pass away?
So my water heater went out. Or I guess that wouldn't be electric usually, but Rowdy in the chat asks if you have a favorite Ethos strain.
I really like Grape Diamonds, but I remember really, really liking, I only ran it once, but I remember really, really liking Sweet Insanity too. So Ethos is, I honestly haven't had a bad one, not to be whatever, but I love all of his stuff. It's just, you know, what medicine for at the time.
We have a good question in chat from K Good. He says, tent worms are going nuts in the trees around my cage. Are there any tips to make sure they stay out of the cage area?
Oof, tent worms. It'd be really tough. You could get what's called hardware cloth or insect screen, maybe, and that'll help a lot. So hardware cloth is like a little bit bigger holes, insect screen is
the sun will still get through.
Yeah, the sun will get through. Everything you use will kind of restrict the light a little bit, unless you went with like plastic or something, but then you're getting into a territory where you really have to manage humidity, because you're going to start trapping humidity, and then you got to put fans in there, and then it's a whole different thing than outdoor at that point. So if you want to stay with the outdoor and keep away from them, that's kind of what I would do, is maybe insect screen, is like regular house screen with a little bit smaller holes even. And then hardware cloth, if you're whatever your tent worms are, if they're bigger, maybe you can get away with that. And that's like 1/8 inch holes maybe.
Right on.
We used hardware cloth for
the floor
greenhouse project.
What'd you guys use for the floor in there, in the greenhouse?
Landscape fabric. Landscape. It's actually really cheap. So you can get like 1,000 square feet of landscape fabric for like $50.
That's not bad.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to figure, they're used to people using it in their lawn. You know, your lawn's usually a lot bigger than your house. So like if you're running landscape fabric all the way around your house, you're going to use a bunch of it.
Do you hear that blue jay back there?
Oh, dude, there's lots of birds here. Until the crows show up.
Until the crows, black crows show up, right?
Chat, what do you do about crows in the yard? We had a neighbor that we swear, was shooting fireworks at him.
Yeah, for sure.
What? 100%. Like bottle rockets and shit at the birds?
No, like a 6-shot fucking mortar shell type thing.
Holy shit.
100%.
The crows flew out of their yard past our house and carried on. And then I were like, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, it's like your cannon again. Remember we were talking about that?
The cannon to keep the animals.
You would
away.
Think they wouldn't be around there with the cats running around like that.
Those cats are house cats. They're not trained killers like that.
Well,
they gotta stay out the street.
When a bird sees a cat, they don't know that it's not a killer.
They still have an instinct for sure. My cats, they're always out here trying to get birds and stuff. But
even Babe?
Oh, no. Baby's just on the run most of the time.
Hey, no.
She's got places to be, Skilbo.
Yeah.
Another cat trying to get in the damn deck.
I think he's trying to get her.
Her out, probably.
Yeah, they're all hovering around the deck because they know she's under here now, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, shit. That girl.
Barton for my Donnie burger right here. That is tasty.
Yeah.
Cool pipe. I like the cobalt color on that.
Oh gosh, I love this pipe, and I haven't been able to use it forever, and Troy just got it unclogged for me. I mean, I had shit wedged in that little bin.
Oh, I bet you did.
So bad. He worked and worked on that.
So we clean the bong all the time, like every other bowl, if not every bowl.
I don't like dirty water.
She doesn't like a dirty piece like you do, Tara.
I'm just old and I don't care and I'm lazy.
Well, no, it's funny. If you talk about terps, right, everybody's like, oh, it's all about the terps, right? Well, if that's the case, then you want to smoke out of the cleanest piece that you can to be able to not sully those terps with scuzzy fucking water.
And don't get me wrong. Now, I do have particular shit. Like, I like to smoke stuff, you know, a certain way sometimes. So it's not always nasty.
If we look at the bong water really quick.
I'm in a situation where I don't really, I mean, being in the camper, it's hard to clean your bongs, especially my one big rig. It doesn't even fit. So
look how yellow this water is already. The ash catcher.
And you can just dump that out.
Perfectly clean.
Yeah.
There. But obviously big difference. Clean up here. So if you're not familiar with the ash catcher check, which I imagine most of the smokers in our chat will know what they are, but it's really, really nice for keeping your bong clean. Keeps all of those little holes in that downstem from getting weed in them.
Keeps your bong from getting pooped on.
Well, it makes it less frustrating when your bong starts getting plugged up from, you know, flour. I like to snap the bowls, so this is really nice for me.
Right.
If you're not using screens in your bowls and stuff, then you really need some way to keep that shit out of your bong.
Well, it's also easier and cheaper for you to be able to replace an ash catcher or find a cool one than it is to be able to find that exact same bong twice that you just broke because you were fucking with it instead of cleaning the ash catcher. The other thing is now is if you've had a bong for a long time and you add an ash catcher to the front of it, a lot of times if you get carried away with it, it will change the
balance.
The balance point of it. And it can become really tippy. So whenever you're not using it, don't keep the two pieces married together. Keep them separate until you're going to use it. Then you're going to load your bowl like normal. boop, put the bowl inside of the ash catcher. Then you put the ash catcher in the bong.
That's why these guys have feet on them. Look,
you
take that off and set it on the table.
Yeah.
It's important. Now, it's also the bong we picked. It's a beaker style bong, so it's already really heavy, but it also has water up here. So it balances by itself because it's really heavy, but not everything will balance with something like this, especially with water in it hanging off the front of it, which is, of course.
The other thing on us. Good morning, Astro Charlie.
Hey there. Surprise. Hey,
what's up?
My sound's not working. I don't know if you can hear me.
Now.
We can hear you.
Check, check. Okay, if he can't hear us, but we can hear him, let's talk some shit.
Let's talk some more shit about bongs.
Yeah. Real housewives type of stuff.
Chesmanian Devil, good morning, says, is that a Grav bowl, Tara? I have a green one. It's great.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where I got this from. I don't know. It's been a while. I got it from a dispo, though, I know. I can't remember where, though. I fell in love with it as soon as I'm loving blue. I'm always, like, grabbing blue things. And this is definitely up my alley. Thank you. I do like it. So I've been kind of, I don't want to say moved to veg at work, but kind of transplanted to the veg area at work. I've been there for about... working on it about a month now, and I absolutely love it. Not that I don't love being in the flowering rooms either, but it's so fast-paced, and I think that's why I like it. It kind of reminds me, it's weird, but it kind of reminds me of the ER, because, you know, there was always something going on, something new, and I feel like in veg, that's the exact same way. There's always something new going on, and this and that, and I don't want to say, like, sick things or anything like that, but there's definitely things you get to take care of a little bit more than, you know, maybe something else. So I'm really enjoying being in veg at work. Super fun, learning a ton. Making clones is so fun. But yeah, it's been really fun.
It's a shame that Spartan or Baked aren't here, because I've always considered veg probably the hardest part of growing commercially, because it's the part you really have to get right.
I feel like it's like the hub of where it starts, you know? Yes. That's, you know, it's got to be right there to go to the other rooms so they can continue it and, you know, continue the process. So, I don't know. I feel like, honestly, growing commercial cannabis is hard, period. I don't think that there's, like, any one area that's less, but it's a pretty, it's fun, but it's also very hard. It kicks my ass. There's days where I can barely make it home to cook dinner and convince myself to take a shower, but I still get up and want to do it the next day. So having fun doing it, learning a ton. I've learned so much in veg too. So that's been awesome. What'd you say?
I can't remember what I said.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. I was on a
dude. That always happens.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I was saying it's hard to find people with your enthusiasm for working hard and then waking up and ready to do it again the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I grew out of it. So.
Yeah, okay. I'm still very much, I still feel like I'm so new that I think it's still there for me. And, you know, and I'm not always in veg. Like when we harvest, I get to go, and I'm usually one of two people that do the weighing. And then I usually end up, myself or another guy ends up hanging the room in our dry room. So that's pretty cool too, because you've got to be really, you got to pay attention to the flower and how we hang them. And, you know, because you can't have things touching each other and you don't want this or that. So that takes some thought process there. And I'm always worried I'm going to screw something up, but then it ends up coming out beautiful. So I am a little hard on myself, probably more than I need to be. But that's super cool too. So I've actually been doing a whole lot at work of different things. So learning a ton, and I do really enjoy it. It's fun.
Kingfisher's asking, what's something you've learned in veg that you think is important that you didn't know before?
I'm trying to think of all the different things that I do. Cloning probably, would be where it was for me. I didn't have too much knowledge of clones before. I would just kind of take them. I really wasn't too selective of what I was looking for. So with that, I think Noah's really shown me that what a good clone is and what you want to pass up. So that's been really important there. I don't know. I think that's probably one of the biggest things is cloning. That's really big, and you got to do that right. And if you don't, then you got shit. And you know, we obviously don't want to have shit. So
right,
the fuck, you know, the it always ends up falling with veg and screwing something up or this and that. And so,
well, maybe not from the commercial level, but it's also important where you take your clones from and when at the home level as well. Yes. You know, if you start taking shit, like you're like, oh, I got to make sure that I take a cut of this. I got to flip it into flour. I got to stay on track. I got to stay on target. Whatever reason, if it's not healthy and you take a clone off of it, it can sometimes take a minute for it to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And it can, you know, you can get it right. And I think that's the key for veg to me is, again, I'm the odd duck because I really, really like veg. Because veg is where I've been able to hone all of my shit. Like, okay, I got to get these things started. They've got to stay in this certain light thing so that they aren't getting too leggy. And yet I need them to grow. I got to really be on top of my fucking IPM game because a lot of the things that I use, I'm not going to be able to once I go into flower. So if I've fucked off and I haven't given myself any kind of good setup and I haven't been on top of the, you know, also looking at the leaves.
Right.
Just like really being able to, like you can't in flower. Flower, it's going to get too dense, but when they're small plants, you can really see things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
sometimes you can
really got to pay attention to things.
We're mostly hobby growers, with the exception of you, Tara, right? And what you get to do to your plants all happens in veg. Like if you want to train them and top them and like all the different growth techniques that you learn how to do, you do them in veg. In flower, you just watch them grow and pull leaves. You don't do a lot. So veg is.
Dude, we've got some strains that we've had to top them twice before we can stick them in a room.
Yeah.
Because they're just so leggy in that. We're getting some light work. I don't know, electrical work done on all of our rooms. We're going to like dial systems so they can dial it in better or something. I don't know. I haven't paid too close of attention to that shit. But so some of our rooms are, you know, we're having to like hang on to things a little bit longer. So our ladies are getting a little bigger than what we normally put into the room. So it's been interesting to try to finagle those and do that. But man, it's been super cool. One of the rooms looked like a damn jungle the other day when I was in there, but a nice organized jungle it looked like. So it was really good. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I really like it.
A good veg room always feels like a jungle too. It's warm and humid and you have gangrene.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 81 degrees and what, 72, 74 degrees humidity. It's yeah.
That,
it's
that's the other part of our pre-show we were talking about, Tara, is you have to learn how to be the most efficient you can be in that game too. So usually Tara is all gas pedal and no brakes, which is great. It's what she's, you know, that's the way she likes to work best. The problem is if you are all gas pedal and no cruise control when you get into those different environments, and this goes for people growing outside because, look, we've got a big heat wave coming real soon. So you guys need to just kind of be mindful of that. Make sure you're drinking your water, pace yourself. Don't fucking kill yourself over this shit. You know, it's better for you to work at, let's say you work at your 60% capacity, right? Because of the environment or the weather. Well, that's great if you can do it the whole time versus let's say you give 110%. Let's just do this rationally. Let's say you give 100%. And you can only go at it hammer and tongs for 2.5 hours, and then your productivity is going to slip. Then your attention is going to slip. So maybe some things are going to slip through in that very, very critical stage. So, you know, we worry about taking care of our plants. We got to remember to take care of ourselves too.
Yeah, we take turns. We're always like looking at one another and we're like, did you drink anything? Go drink something, go get something. And they know me that usually, and we just switched to 10, we're trialing out 10-hour shifts at work. So we went to 4 tens. So we're doing 5:30 to 4 now. So my first break doesn't come until like 9:15 or something. So I'm starving because before I went to 10-hour shift, I was starving before my first break. Now I'm really starving. So me and my eating is like, I've have to like bump it up. So I ordered this blender thing and it's all in one piece. All you do is hit a button and it blends all your shit together. And I can go from the break room to the bedroom and let it blend and get there and drink it there. So that's my new thing I'm going to try. And I'm hoping it's going to help my starvation. But yeah, I burned so many calories because it's
what
just,
are you blending, Tara? Just whatever Troy eats for breakfast? Like
no,
eggs and...
he eats like eggs and stuff. And I
Yeah.
What do you eat? Roughage?
Strawberries, and usually I'll eat like beef stew or something, actually.
fucking beef stew.
Yeah,
no wonder you're dragging ass.
Good morning, Dick Man Dan.
I burn through it. I'll look at the guys and I'm like, well, breakfast just wore off. I'm empty.
Hey, we got to welcome Charlie in. Charlie, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I was muted like an idiot somehow.
Sweet. Hey there.
Hey, cheers.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I got up late. Oh, whatever. I got my first test wash. Oh, it's blurry.
Yeah, but in front of your body.
Yeah, in front of me.
Oops. Oh,
whatever.
What's in there?
It's my first test wash.
Okay.
Rainbow Cushman's.
Okay.
Let me see if I can turn off. There we go. All right. So I think it's good, man. I think I only put like, I don't know, 10 grams, 9 grams on it. But the bottom wash is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. So I think I will be washing this strain. And this is AB Seed Company's Rainbow Cushmints.
Cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy with that. It's like the stickiest thing I have in my garden. Kind of stickier than GMO, which is surprising.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, does it matter what temperature that was when you did that?
Yeah, it was freezing. So it's really quick. You can do it in about like 15 minutes plus the time it takes to settle. But it was cold water, ice water, or an ice, like let that come to temp. I had fresh frozen, so I did, I let it soak for like 8 minutes. If you have a dry material, you're going to want to soak for like 15 to rehydrate and then shake it. I shook it for 8 minutes. So I tried to do like 8 minutes for everything. And then, because that's like, I don't know, an average wash cycle for me. So at least like a first or second. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I'm looking for dumpers, washers now.
Morning, Spartan. I see you in chat.
Good morning.
Wife. Good morning.
Donnie Burger.
You can Google now, Astro is like what strains wash well, because there's so many hash washers out there now that are doing the research. You can find percentages and all that stuff.
That's what I am going to try and do is keep the track of all my percentiles, which I've done before. But I'm kind of like, I do like doing other stuff, but I do like hunting my own thing. So I always like to find my own gems and have stuff people don't have, which makes it harder for myself, but
it does. Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah.
Keep doing the test washes. You don't want to wash a strain that has no return and then be like, oh, there went 2 months for nothing.
Right. I did that the first time, and that was definitely like a best learning experience. We'll not do that again.
Good you either learn from that or you quit. You like, oh, I'm not doing that again. You know, one or the other.
The return is so small sometimes that, you got to have a passion for it for sure.
Well, maybe you find something that doesn't wash well, but you still keep it in the arsenal because of what kind of flower it is. So you're like, well, maybe it might not be what I want to get for that, but it sure is great in a joint or a bowl or a bong.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely smoke flower every day, like all day. So there are two for sure. My terp profiles have changed lately, too. I was not all fuel, but I had a lot of fuel. But now I want more fuel, which is weird because I've been the fruity guy lately.
Yeah, you turned me for a minute. He was like, I'm good on fuel, but now I want fuel. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't know.
Okay, I got you.
The stank. Like, usually I didn't want that, but now I want that skunk and I want the dirty shoe, which is just weird to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what Tara's doing over there. What are you digging for? She's cracking herself up.
So Troy's getting ready to go put a playset together, and he's like, "You got a pen?" And I was like, "In my purse." And he's like, "I can't find it." I was like, "Give me my fucking purse and I'll find it. I know how you look for shit." Well, I can't find it either. All right, that's so well.
Rifling through the bag.
There's a chocolates in there, but THC from Dick's Edibles. You can have that. He's going around non-smokers, so don't got much to give him right now. Sorry. Found it.
I had to get the rest of the coffee.
I thought you went to get the cat.
The cat's under the porch.
He's under the deck.
Under the patio.
Probably in the thing in my...
It's going to be interesting to get her out, let's say that.
She'll just come out when she's ready.
If she can find the way.
I don't think that she can find her way now.
She's been making noises, so I think she was trying to get out. Her.
Come on.
What's everyone getting into this weekend? I don't know if I missed those already plans.
Amanda's birthday today, so I'm hoping to go hang out with her, Yeti's wife.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
So I'm hoping to go hang out with her today. Troy's going to put a play set together, and then...
Then that's that. Figure out something from there. Okay.
But I get to see you next weekend, Astro Charlie.
I am looking forward to it. It's Hashing Glass.
Super Snokes. I cannot wait. All the people I want to see is going to be there.
Now that is my favorite event of all. Yeah. No, it's always a good time.
You know who I'm looking for first and foremost.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Are you still on the Dark Rainbow train?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Dark Rainbow.
I don't even know what it is, but it is lusciousness.
I haven't tried it or heard of it.
It's good.
I get some GMO smells from it, so it's got to be in that kind of chemy, GMO-y kind of line. I don't exactly know what it is, but it's
Death good. Bubba and Rainbow Punch.
Ooh, it's good.
At least that's what I'm finding. Yeah, it's like a gassier, like Rainbow Cross. It's a weird funk, it's but it hits on all cylinders. Good. Yeah.
It's good. I really enjoy that.
And that's yeah, the person I know who processed it and I tried it first was Organimelts. They're kind of local to me, so shout out to them. They're good folk.
Absolutely.
They always support us. But the Dark Rainbow, yeah, he even said one day he came up, he was like, you know, a lot of people say the Dark Rainbow is really good, but he didn't really like it. And then he was like, oh, okay, now I get what people are talking about.
Grows on.
It's a little heavier too, which I find. I just had some stuff called Jungle Breath, which was washed by Yeti. Mm. And if you get a chance to try that, that's another kind of like between gas and fruit.
I've been watching that one too.
Yeah, it's also heavy. Like when I talked to the guy who grew it, not Yeti, who processed it, he was like, "Yeah, this gets me high school stones." And I was like, oh, "Okay,
hey, no.
I got the high tolerance, so I." But I also have Starstruck from Ivy Genetics that I grow, which has the same effect. So I've been trying to figure out, like, what is the high school stone? And I think it is a bubbly, giggly, like, very head high.
It's the giggle stick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. You're just like, whoa. It's a racy, but it's, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. I've been trying to figure it out, though. Like, define high school high.
I think the only time I get like high like that is if I'm eating edibles.
You can get carried away with that shit now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
These edibles ain't shit. They're like you look at down. The next panel. Yeah.
I like it in the giggles. That's fun.
Yeah, I go comatose with edibles mostly. Like they'll hit me like a wave and then I'm like, I go down. I go under.
I've got a huge tolerance. So I do want to mention this. So I have been really, really getting some relief from one-to-one gummies. I had my first sample of it at Winewood, and super good. It really helped with my pain, helped with my nausea, and let me actually get like almost 5 solid hours of straight sleep. And then even after that, I woke up, went to the bathroom, was able to go right back to sleep. So for me, that's huge. So I don't know if anybody has tried a gummy THC CBD one-to-one, but for myself, I've been getting a lot of relief and want to recommend it to some people to try, and maybe it might help you.
I haven't tried it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
It's definitely, it's in my routine now for sure. Dick's Edibles just started doing CBD gummies, and I asked if he might consider doing a one-to-one. And so we talked a little bit about that, and hopefully I'll be seeing that soon, and that'd be awesome. But yeah, if anybody could try possibly, you know, one-to-one, the THC, CBD, you're supposed to, I guess, have an entourage effect is what's supposed to be.
Right.
But to I mean, I was pretty freaking high, but I was also relief. I had a lot of relief. So for me, it really worked. Might for somebody else.
Good.
Very good. Yeah, I'm going to try that too. Once you guys mentioned, I think it was a couple shows back, about the entourage effect, just having a little bit of CBD in your THC normal flower or adding it into it, it makes a lot of sense, you know, to have a full spectrum, have everything involved in it. And now he's also getting into like CBD or interested in trying it. So I'm trying to get, I ran into Dankovic finally. Shout out Dankovic if he's out there. He's an awesome guy. But I'm trying to get CBD tested. Like I'd like to go to PSI and get like my RSO or my FICO and then the CBD FICO all tested, so I know the exact quantities for mixing stuff.
Right. That's the only way to do it. So unfortunately, it's best to have a large quantity so you don't have to have the test, do the test over and over again with small batches.
That's my plan right now. Yeah, I just pulled down a plant that went intersex, so I'm gonna like donate that to probably FICO. Mm-hmm. And then I have a bunch of trim. So I got to talk to Dankovic, but yeah, I was trying to make it exactly what you were saying. Is it maybe even going like a batch, like, oh, well, I've got this batch tested. So if you need like accurately dosed thing for a patient, here you go. Like now it's finally dosed.
Right.
To save everyone time and money.
It'd even be a cool thing to put on your labeling.
Yeah.
Astro Charlie batch one, whatever.
Yeah, no, I love that about Red. Red always had, or for like, as long as I've known, he had the QR test where you could just like scan it. And it was like, there was a picture of your butt and there was the test. And you're like, wow. Like,
same batch.
This is amazing. Right. Yeah.
I love that. He does a really fine job at that.
I have been experimenting with the rollerball recipes. And so I've been trying to make this batch is the one-to-one. And I've only been giving them out to people to try. Just around me that have used the other stuff for years, and they also report that it's helping them actually seem like it lasts a little bit longer on them now. And I'm not sure what that is, but shout out to Dankovic. What I did is I used some of his was it the cherry wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I used that, and then I used some of, shout out to Old Man Hermit Hash, some of the Leica. So I brought those two together separately and did a tincture of each one of those, and then mix those together, and that's what I've been running with. So nice. Far, it's looking like that's what I'm going to keep doing with it. So definitely look into the whole, and I was saying before about like the mind and the body. People say, oh, you know, like my mind's not right, or my body's not right, and I think maybe we need to look at it more like it's all one thing. So if everything is firing on one side of the equation, the other side of the equation sometimes will balance out too. But likewise, if shit's breaking down on one side, it's going to usually drag the other side with it.
Well, and it's like when carts first came out, and they were all with 90 distillate and burps added in there, and they were all terrible. A terrible buzz. It's not well-rounded. So you want to have all them cannabinoids.
Now we're getting carts from Fregoli with terps and great highs and rosin carts from Yeti. They're, you know, it's come a long way. Shout out for the rollerball for real, Skill Belt. I mean, so this weekend my son got married, and I had to go home to Cincinnati and get him married off. That was an awesome time. But in the process, I traded a couple rollerballs for some things that I needed down in Cincinnati done. So for my hair to get done, I traded a rollerball with my hairstylist. So
you officially used the rollerballs as wampum. I like that.
Well, okay. The last time I was there, I gave her one of your little samples to try because she has really bad migraines. And she absolutely hands down loved it. And she's like, what do I have to do to get this? So I traded my hair for that. And then there was another girl that had a migraine. So I gave her another little sample. She's already hit me back up and said, please, I need more. So
right on.
My mom, okay, 74 years old. My mom does not believe, she might be 75 now. Shit, she got a year older. Okay, my mom's 75 now. But anyways, shit. She really likes it. So she fell, she said, a couple months ago when it was slick out. And she's like, and I didn't hit my head. She's like, but I got this like pain right here. She's like, so I used your rollerball. And she goes, it works. I was like, yeah, I know it works. That's why I gave it to you. So it's awesome. Great job. Keep it coming, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second that. Side note, I love a Skillball's rollerball. And I've mentioned this to him before, but I give them out to people as well because it's like proven. I've had multiple back surgeries. I have like literally a pound and a half of metal in my spine, and it fixes that issue. I have migraines. It fixes that issue within like 10 minutes. It's insane. But I gave these to my brother, who is a medical professional. He works in OR rooms, and he gave them to those doctors, and they use it. Like, they all swear by it. So it's not like, oh yeah, THC and like, it's not black magic. It's real medicine.
It's not black magic.
Yeah.
Real medicine. Well, it's funny because like a couple of the girls in the locker room will be like complaining to something in the morning and I'll be like, here, use my rollerball. Just try it. And they're like, man, I don't know if it's the placebo effect or what, but man, it's already working. I was like, it's no placebo mm-hmm. effect. That shit works.
Yeah. I still have that friend of my parents, Skillball, that just swears by it. She is a cancer patient and to the point where she isn't able to turn her head, and she uses it on her neck and says it's the only thing that's helped her. It's the only thing that's worked. So every now and then I give her a couple to take home and she swears by them. So yeah, thank you so much.
What can I say? I'm popular with the seniors.
Hey, you know what?
It's a demographic. It's a demographic, and it's growing every day.
No, if you're popular with
balls for boomers, there it is. Baby.
Balls for boomers. That shit works. I have severe knee pain, and I put that on there, and it makes it go away.
You know what else works? This shit right here. That is the Winewood.
Oh, the Winewood. That's
CBD. Come on, baby. Bring it in. A little bit. No, it's not going to work, is it? I suck.
I love how you held up the blurry picture for like 4 seconds.
Sometimes they're like these cameras, you can't control them. And sometimes they'll like just pop in. I've watched my really good friend Bake when he still used to do the show with us every once in a while. He used to be able to get that shit to focus in like lickety split. So I was hoping to go for a Baked focus. And instead I just got a Skillbo trip fall. So. Well, but it is the CBD relief balm, Earthbound Remedies. It is 5,000 milligrams full spectrum CBD. And it was a sample that I got at Hash Bash. So the thing is, guys, don't just think of cannabis as having to be, you know, people think usually of like inhaled or consumed edibly. And they forget about how, as we all get a little bit older, we all get a little bit creakier. And you know what I mean? Sometimes, like the Tin Man, you need a little bit of that fucking hook you up. So one of my favorite ways to do it is instead of using the rollerball, because since I make the shit, I can use it however the fuck I want to, is to buy like the gigantic 8 ounce amber glass bottles. And then they have this stupid ass black screw on spray head that's like what you would get with a Windex bottle. So you just shake that shit up, rain it down on yourself, and say, okay,
what we gotta do? I need it, man. That's yeah. The way.
Well, that's the excessive way, but that's the way that works the best for me.
You know what? You could get those little pump bottles.
Yeah. My son loved that when you made them for him. he still talks about that. Well, so we figured it out too. What was it? It was three roller balls equal what? 2 ounces or something like that?
It was some stupid shit like that, yeah. So
it was awesome. It works.
Think about, you know, using that. Another good one is that it's also kind of good to put on like a sunburn too. I think it sort of chills that out. Bug bites for sure.
Awesome for mosquito bites.
I know I get a big fucking hole in the back of my hand from I get bit by a mosquito. And where I live, like, it's funny, it's one city away from where I was. And so the mosquitoes in Port Huron are like city mosquitoes. So, you know.
City mosquitoes.
They're just, you know, there's a bunch of them. They're thirsty, but they're, you know, they're not that big. Now, coming out in the country, now that's a different fucking story, because these mosquitoes out here are like twice the size. And not in like, well, you're seeing a bunch of male mosquitoes. No, no, I'm from Michigan. I can differentiate. But just the level of attack.
How do you sex a mosquito? Are you looking for mosquito peckers or what?
One of a male mosquito usually is the really slow one that's up in the corners and shit. And you'll see him every once in a blue moon. The other ones, the bloodthirsty ones, those are the female mosquitoes.
Oh.
They're coming to drink you up. So.
Pecker watch.
Good morning, Big Jar. Good morning, Zorro. Noob. Cheers, everybody. We're coming up right on the close down of this. This hour went by so fucking quick.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you
feel like we're just galloping into it.
Your day off on the right foot.
On the good foot.
Thank you, Pat, for joining us.
So we're good.
Yep, Pat rescued.
All is well.
All is well.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is going to be a beautiful day.
You guys got to see a little tour of the garden. I think you really missed that, Astro, but
that was awesome.
Showed the plants off earlier.
Beautiful.
Can't wait to grow outside.
Yeah, man. We got to, like we were talking about at that point, you got to take advantage of the laws that we have. You know, everyone doesn't have them. So if you have the
ability,
you got to give it a shot.
It's so nice in Michigan. I think, mentioned this to some people in my black market, but I got to remember we're privileged. So yeah, take advantage of it. That's the best way to do it. Like, especially while we can grow as much as you can. Overgrow.
Still looking for a house so I can grow. One day I'll find it.
It's rough.
Yeah, I'll find it once the market crashes, and then no one will have anywhere to live. That's when I'm gonna find a house.
I guess insurance rates are, or not insurance, interest rates are going up for home loans.
My car insurance just went up and I didn't even know it. $70.
Holy shit. We were doing so good today with the positive vibes. And then right at the very end of it, we're just going to take those vibes and we're going to shred them in half. And we're going to make you really, really angry and get you started off on the wrong foot. No.
Definitely. Tara, did you expect your premium not to go up when you crashed your car like 4 times last winter?
Was it my fault? It was the other guy's fault. So why did my shit go up?
It's a zero, no fault in Michigan. Oh.
No fault means your fault. That's what that
means. There's a claim on your shit, then your insurance goes up.
Well, that's dumb. They could have at least told me that it was going up, though. Surprise.
Brought to you by the great state of Michigan. We really appreciate everybody hanging out with us today. Hopefully we've had some laughs and shared a few bowls.
Cheers, guys. We enjoyed
it. Cheers, everybody.
Thanks for having us. The next show is the Sunday show. Check us out. Sunday.
Come through Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Bro Show Live.
That's tomorrow.